So you remember our Splash versus Mannequin episode?
Yeah.
And I had this idea for my movie, and I want to run this by you.
Sure.
Do you remember I was like, hey, it's a beautiful rock demon who escapes from hell and meets a schlub.
Yeah.
And they kind of like go on adventures and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have an idea, and I'm thinking Hollywood should listen to me about this. We can maybe even write a amateur script or have a story idea. I don't know how it all works. You know better about this whole actor writer stuff than me, but here's what I was thinking. So
a treatment is the word you're looking for. You write a treatment.
Yeah. What is that?
It's basically like a short story of the film or an outline of the film without going into a flip script. It's basically a treatment.
Let's do a treatment, because I got that. I'm thinking I was kind of exploring this idea because, you know, I was kind of drinking some wine the other day and watching.
The best ideas often happen when drinking a few glasses of wine.
Yeah, and I'm listening to some 80s rock, and I was like, wait a minute, here we go. So here's what I would do. So we cast some of the old school female rockers, like Pat Benatar and Joan Jett and Lita Ford and the Bangles and the Go-Go's, as many of them as we'll do it. And they're like this special legion in hell, right? They're their own special legion down in hell. And their whole thing has been, you know, all about rock and bringing rock to the world and pissing certain people off with rock. But then what this quorum does is they're like, you know, we're sick of the humans. We're sick of their baloney. So we're going to get rid of rock, which has kind of happened. Kids don't rock nowadays. They like listen to some pretty lame stuff, right?
Yeah, all that.
So rock died because the quorum of hell, of female rockers in hell, kind of like had this plan to deprive the humanity of rock. So, but one of the rocker demons is like, oh man, this sucks. I got to help the humans because the humans got to rock. And so she escapes from hell, and she's played by Tanya O'Callaghan. Do you know who she is? She's kind of this freelance bassist, but she back in 2021, she joined Whitesnake as their bassist.
Okay, cool.
And she's kind of this beautiful rock, and she's totally rock and roll, right? You look her up. She's got
what's the name? Tanya what?
Tanya O'Callaghan. And she looks like a model for like the Guitar Hero arcade game, right? She rocks. So we'll cast her as the main role. So she'll bust out into movies.
I could see this, actually. She does look like she could star in this movie of yours.
Do you feel it, bro?
Yeah, with that wild hair and just, she's got the look.
Yeah. So she comes, she escapes from hell and comes to Earth. And she's like trying to warn humans that, hey, you're not rocking anymore. And it's really bad for you humans. And really, it's a plan from the old school quorum of the legion of female rockers in hell is taken away from you to punish you. And I'm here to bring rock back. And so Tanya O'Callaghan goes around and she's just rocking, and people are like blown away. And every time she rocks, like lights come out and like blows people away and all this, but she's in trouble because maybe, you know,
the evil rockers are other.
They send their own demons. And they're total squares, right? They're disguised as total squares who are all up on Polka, and they're trying to find her and bring her back to hell because they're like, look, rock is gone. The humans need to suffer. She's like, no, I can't let the humans suffer. They need to rock. But then she meets a schlub, she meets a podcaster. Maybe she meets a couple of unemployed podcasters. and
we help her get her word out. Yeah,
I'm not saying it's us, but I'm saying you are an actor. And if I go to James Holmes School of Acting so I'm not saying it has to be us, but if it happens to be us, because we were not going to give you the rights to our treatment unless it is, I'm not saying that'll happen, but it'll totally happen.
Part of the agreement.
But then, so a couple podcasting schlubs, she encounters them and somehow, I don't know, they inadvertently save her. And the podcasting schlubs help her reluctantly through her mission to bring rock back to the universe. And then she falls in love with one of them because one of them's single. The other's married. So she's like, well, I can't tap that action, but this guy's single. And then she's like, okay, I brought rock back or something like that. And then I have to go back to hell because no matter what, I can't stay here. I can only be on Earth for a certain time. And then the guy ends up going back to hell and rocking with Tanya O'Callaghan, like, for all eternity.
What do you think, bro?
You know, that's oddly a brilliant film. I like it, actually. I don't think Hollywood would make it, but I certainly like it. We need to find funding. We need an angel investor to make this movie happen for us.
Yeah, and you know independent filmmaker people.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
kind of your thing. You can make it happen. You got a lot of contacts in the independent film world.
Yeah. So we just need some funding.
Well, funding, because I don't think all of those rockers,
they're not going to work for free.
No, and I don't think all of those rockers are going to work for free. And I don't think, I mean, Tanya O'Callaghan, she still says she's a freelancer, so she might do it, but she probably want to get paid.
Yeah. So, I mean, we might be able to talk them down a bit in their salaries, but they're definitely going to have to get paid.
Yeah. So if you know any like angel investors and then maybe get with your independent movie contact people and maybe form some kind of group to make us look better. And then let's make it. And then I don't know. I would be interested if any of our friends in internet land have a name for this movie or if they even want it to be made.
Maybe that's the key. Do you want this movie to be made?
And if you do, let us know. And if you do, let us know what a working title should be. And you know, they have that GoFundMe stuff. We should do that and everybody chip in like a couple bucks and maybe we can get a little thing going on. Pat Benatar doesn't come cheap, you know. Joan Jett's going to want to be paid.
Yeah.
And Tanya, we got to at least get Tanya O'Callaghan. Even if we don't get all the others, we can at least just kind of make something up about the demons from hell. But we need some star. We need at least one, like, star. And I think Tanya would be our star. And it would thrust her into movie stardom. So, Tanya, if you're listening, and we know you're listening, you know, we don't have a lot of money. We don't have any money, but if you want to come maybe do it pro bono, this might be your start to your big movie career.
Well, if Tanya gets involved, though, that might actually help us get money because, you know, people looking to fund a film would be like, oh, you've got Tanya in it. I'm a huge fan of hers. I'll help fund your guys' film.
So, Tanya, we know you're listening. The80sand90s.com, info@the80sand90s.com. You're always welcome. You're always welcome to come on the show and talk with us about rocking with a white snake too, by the way. If you're listening, we know you're listening.
Yeah.
So give us a holla.